Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. Today we are giving you our rankings of the week. Before we've talked about this, these Pac-12 rankings will be done weekly just to basically give you a taste of how we felt like each team did throughout the week. So yeah, buckle up because some of you people are not going to be happy with your team's ranking.
You are Locked On Pac-12, your daily podcast on the Pac-12 Conference. It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Locked On Pac-12. I'm your host, Cindy Robinson, and joining me is Brian Brown from Locked On Utes. Brian, how's it going?
Never better than when I'm hanging out with you here on the Locked On Pac-12 podcast, Cindy.
Exactly, because there's no better place to get all of your Pac-12 conference news than the Locked On Pac-12 podcast. So follow the Locked On Pac-12 podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, today, Brian, this is one of our more relaxed, fun episodes. Maybe not so fun, depending on what team you're rooting for. But we really are just going to go through and rank the teams based off of their last week's performance and then give you a little preview into some of the week, some of the performances that are going to, some of the matchups of this weekend coming up for those of you that didn't get any previews for those games throughout this week. You know, while we talk to other hosts, we don't have every Locked On Pac-12 team a host yet. So, you know, we got to cover those grounds every now and then. But we're going to kick things off with who we think led the pack. And I think that's a pretty obvious one if you've been keeping up to date with everything going on in the Pac-12. You would know that Oregon is the clear favorite for that number one spot. They completely demolished demolished Oregon State in a sense of like we didn't expect them to come out and play as dominant against them. We're glad they did, especially considering the disappointment we saw in the game against Fresno State. So Oregon is solidifying themselves as national contenders and definitely battling for that number one spot this week. It is going to them.
Yeah, and well-earned. And I don't think demolish is necessarily the wrong term because they really did demolish that Ohio State defense. Just an outstanding 7.1 yards per carry, yards per rush, had 269 yards rushing compared to 128 for Ohio State. Ducks are running.
Yeah, yeah. And we talked about their next game being a just last-minute, you know, pick-me-up game before getting into that conference play against Stony Brook. So Oregon, the only thing we would say for you to keep this position is to keep killing it. Do not play around with Stony Brook. Do not allow them to make you look like anything less than the team that you are. The next team following along behind Oregon is another team that did some demolishing this week, and it was within the Pac-12 conference, and that is Stanford. We literally had to give this position to them because they demolished USC, and in all in one got rid of USC's head coach as well. So it's a no-brainer there. Stanford deserves this, especially considering another team we just did not expect to play like that against USC, especially at the Coliseum. Stanford and USC kind of have somewhat of a rivalry. I think they're the oldest rivalry of USC's, but that Northern California, Southern California butt heads, that's there for them. And so I know a lot of Trojan fans took this loss hard, me being one of them, but you know, I still have my Cougars to root for. So I'm a little different from most. Like, you know, I have something else to look forward to still, and vice versa. Unfortunately, that won't be the case this weekend, but we'll talk about that later. Anyways, Brian, any thoughts about Stanford versus USC?
They looked like a different team against the Trojans. I think a lot of that was naming Tanner McKee the starter. He really got him off on the right foot. But, you know, this game was over by the third quarter, really, outside of 15 points scored by USC there in the fourth. it was no contest, and they did more than just beat the Trojans. They beat that program into confusion and disarray, and now USC's looking for a new head coach.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I do think it was Clay Helton's time. Like, if you talk to any Trojan fan, alum, whatever the case may be, that's been a long time coming. It's unfortunate that they couldn't make that move in the offseason, but, you know, we've discussed that. I've discussed that with Locked On USC host Lauren Jones earlier this week, and as well as Michael Luke from Locked On Wildcats on Monday. So those episodes are available if you want to know more about the Clay Helton firing and just everything that how that's impacting USC. Coming in at third on this ranking is ASU, who, you know, put up another good showing up against UNLV. We talked about ASU with Locked On Sun Devils host Richie Bradshaw. Look, they alternate Richie and Connor, so I got to remember every now and then who I talk to this week. But it's very clear that ASU is still things that they have to work on, still things they're going to continue to work on throughout the season, but they're maintaining, you know, that they're going to beat these teams while they can, especially these non-conference teams. And they're going into this weekend 2-0. So we have to, they're those kind of the sleeper team where we did tell you guys they're a team to beat this season, but I think some people are still doubting them, and they're just kind of silently creeping along. You may be surprised how they play this year.
Yeah, I think at some point in time the turmoil is going to catch up to them, and it very well may be this week as they face a very confident BYU football team coming off a victory over their rivals for the first time in a decade. Not like I've been talking about that all week. But, you know, this is a good football team that we've seen some inconsistent play from, even though they've won their games. It's almost like they're kind of bored. So yeah. I think we're really going to get an idea of what this team is and how they've handled all the craziness off the field with all the allegations and everything like that. You know, if this is really them playing with a chip on their shoulder and they just want to prove things, or if that, you know, the inconsistency in game actually is, a consistent theme.
I know that BYU, this will be their third Pac-12 team in 3 weeks, and they're looking to cap it off with a 3-0 win. And I'm kind of hoping ASU doesn't allow that to happen. Pac-12, we got to stand strong against BYU. Okay, so let's get it together. And I know Brian does not want to see BYU get another win. So, that's something to look forward to for sure. Coming up next, we will continue the rankings and tell you why some of these teams have fallen very, very short on this list. So, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's unfortunate. I hate to say it. I hate to see it. But for those of you that are looking for a new protein bar, Built Bar will be the protein bar for you for sure. They come in 9 different flavors, so it's a little something for everyone, from coconut to cherry and raspberry to peanut butter brownie and double chocolate. Like I said, a little something for everyone. And if you're someone who likes to be adventurous and try everything, then they have a mix box that gives you 2 of each of the 9 flavors. On top of being super tasty, they're also super healthy. 17 to 18 grams of protein, low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. You really can't get any better than this. It's tasty and healthy and a 9 amazing flavors. What more can you ask for? So go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your first order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Do not hesitate, you guys. Rush and go get you your Built Bars, because Brian might get them before you.
The cupboard is full.
Okay, Brian, you kill me. The cupboard is full. Okay, so next, Brian, on this list, you know, we got to give some credit to Oregon State. When we did our superlatives, we mentioned that Oregon State is one of those teams most likely to upset. And I still believe that. They're a team that you don't want to take lightly, because just when you do and you underestimate them, that's when they'll come up. But we decided to put them at 4th, and I told Brian he would have to defend their position. So, Brian, go ahead and tell the people why you put them at fourth.
Well, I think the biggest reason is that they actually won on Saturday. That's a pretty good start. But it was over a G5 opponent in Hawaii, and we're not going to, you know, we're not going to take anything away from them for beating the Rainbow Warriors, but it was how they did it. 21 points in the first quarter. They were efficient on offense. They were strong on defense. This is a Hawaii team that's still a work in progress. And so, you know, letting them back into it a little bit in the second half, not the greatest of things, you know, to really have happen. But B.J. Baylor was terrific. 18 carries for 171 yards and 3 TDs. You know, Anthony Gold had 7 catches for 119 yards and a tutty. So a great effort for those Oregon State Beavers, and you got to give them some recognition when they play like that. And, you know, look at Cindy. She's wearing an orange hoodie right now just because she's so into it.
The orange hoodie is for the WNBA. Do not get it twisted, okay? I am repping the women in this sports world. Do not try to play and twist my, you know, allegiances. Not catch me in the Oregon State, unless somebody want to send me an Oregon State hoodie. I do know someone that works at Oregon State.
Believe it or not.
Look, I have a little bit. I told you someone everywhere.
It's the internet's favorite game, 6 degrees of Cindy Robinson.
Every episode I will reveal, you know, someone new I
Who
may know.
Does Cindy know?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so coming in at fifth is Colorado. And we discussed on the last episode that we recorded together, we discussed how well Colorado played against Texas A&M, although they did lose. And we decided to put them in this position because, for one, they're already exceeding our expectations of what they were going to do this season. They held Texas A&M to just 10 points, scored 7. Like, the ceiling's high for Colorado, I'll say that. There's a lot of potential here, and I'm excited to see them continue on. They play Minnesota this weekend, and this is a game, if they walk away with it, great start to their season right before getting into conference play.
Yeah, we knew that it was going to be a little bit of a struggle offensively for Colorado, but to hold Texas A&M to just 10 points. And Brendan Lewis is a work in progress at quarterback, but he's still able to carry the football and rush the football well. This is a running team without a doubt. You know, Jarek Broussard, everybody knows who he is coming in every single game. So for them to be able to still have some effectiveness in the game, I think it's a very, very strong sign for the Buffs. And we'll see a lot more this week, you know, as they head into battle again. But the theme "Run, Ralphie, Run" is really hitting home for these for this particular brand of Bison.
You love Ralphie. I've just realized that. Like, you
She's
really
a
have
beauty.
I was not aware that Ralphie was a girl. So that's a whole other thing.
Send Cindy a Ralphie hoodie now.
I'll take that. I like the black and gold. You know, I'm a Saints. So the black and gold will get rocked. It really will. I don't have no shame or against, you know, rocking the black and gold. Behind Colorado is my Washington State Cougars, who also pulled off a win this weekend against Portland State. A well-needed win for them, I will say, and their confidence. Right now, they're still, in my opinion, the up and down uncertainty with Nick Rolovich at head coach. But despite all that, it seems like Washington State is starting to get a rhythm. Jaden Delora is, you know, getting comfortable in that position as a starting quarterback, and we're starting to see him flourish. I do want to see them use Max Borgie more often. Like, come on now. And Borgie, we trust. I need y'all to trust as well. Come on. Get it together.
We need Mr. Google Me to get more touches on that offensive side of the football. You know, Deion McIntosh, a big week for him. 8 carries for 64 yards and a touchdown.
Tongue twister, huh? You couldn't get it out?
I guess so. Touchdown. Tough word for this guy to say. But it was a much better effort, I think, for Washington State. I don't know that we necessarily had any of our questions about them answered in this game. Jaden Delora, still not excellent, right? And like, you better be in the film room. You better be first one out for practice and last one to leave, young man, because you still got a lot of growth to do.
I'll say this. This upcoming matchup will be probably one of their biggest tests that they will see this whole season, and it's because they will be playing SC. SC is coming up to Pullman. It's supposed to be rainy, so I really don't know if that's going to be good for either one of the teams, but if Washington State somehow can pull off this win against SC, it's only going to help build them up and their confidence as well, but build them up in our rankings and possibly be considered in those AP rankings. Maybe not since USC has fell completely out of the rankings, but you never know. It's still a good – I still think SC is a great team, but I think seeing them go down to Stanford should be – the sign that Washington State needs to know, like, they can compete against them and come out with a win.
Yeah, it's a winnable game at this point, I think. It'll be interesting to see how the team responds to Dante Williams taking over. You know, SC poached him from Oregon, terrific recruiter, very high-energy guy. We'll see how things go on the sideline. The last time they did an interim thing, it ended up pretty good for LSU, but not as much so for USC. So we'll see. Will these Trojans learn?
How it's a lot of doing a lot of factors coming up against SC in this weekend, and I want to say I feel for them, but this is the one time that I do not root for the Trojans. It is go Cougs all the time, no question. So sorry to my Trojan family, but the Cougars got to do what they got to do. That's all I'm saying. Behind Washington State is Cal. And they will be facing Sac State this weekend. Cal did lose, but according to Brian, the game wasn't that bad.
It was on the road against TCU. TCU is a pretty good football team. It was a last-second win for I'll call it a last-second win. But it was a good effort, a much-improved effort from Cal. You know, this is a team that we were looking for better performances from Chase Garbers, and we got it. 34-32, that's as tight a margin as you're going to get in college football. And Garbers was great, 16-27, 309 yards, two TDs. And you know, I think that this TCU team, now 2-0, they may be surprising some people as well. And Fort Worth can always be a tough place to play if you've never been there before.
Yeah.
I know somebody at TCU, so what up?
I know someone who went there, so... Look, I'm going to do this to you all the time because it's too easy. It's too easy. You know what else is easy? Heading on over to betonline.ag and getting your bets on. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. With a new updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. So head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use promo code NFL100. From basketball to football to boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest, easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. Make sure you use the promo code LOCKEDON to take advantage of anything that BetOnline.ag can offer. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. All right, Brian, we are getting to the end of this ranking, and this is where it gets really ugly. All the four teams left took some serious L's this week, and I won't say they're on the easy recover list for us. They're kind of struggling right now, and it might be an ugly road for them. We're going to start with Utah. They are, they come in at eighth, right? Is it eighth? Yeah, we're on eighth. Come in at eighth on this list, and, you know, I know you put together this list and you were ready to put them dead last because of your emotional ties to Utah, but I don't think they deserve to be dead last considering the ones that are coming in behind them. But the rivalry against BYU is a big deal, especially in the state of Utah, and they took a huge L, were probably exposed more than they expected to be this week. And so at this point, that's why they landed in that eighth position.
Yeah, it's not so much the fact that they lost, it's how they lost. Not a lot of competition on defense, unable to move the football consistently or often enough on offense. You know, they had good yards per carry. They had a high average per pass. They just didn't run a whole lot of plays. BYU kept them off the field, and they wore that Utah defense down. That's not what we're used to seeing from University of Utah football teams. We talked about it, and I think this is well known across the Pac-12 that this is a team that plays with a lot of effort, a lot of physicality. None of that was present on Saturday. So, you know, I still have faith in the Utes. I still have love for the guys who are out there competing and working. This is a wake-up moment for them, and that's why they're on early duty, in so to speak, on the Pac-12 rankings.
Yeah, yeah. Behind them is someone that I'm so happy to see in this spot, and I feel like it's very well-deserved because they're really stinking up the place right now, and that is UW, Washington Huskies. You know, we slotted them to be leading the Pac-12 North at the beginning of, you know, during the preseason or during the offseason before season even got started and we were doing our rankings. There was just so much expectations from them. We really expected them to be the team to really compete with Oregon. And they're not living up to those expectations. A little light situation going on over there, Brian. And then you got, you're muted too at the same time. So it's just a lot going on over there. You get it?
I think yeah, the world's just out here trying to get to me. I don't know what's happening, but we're back. We're okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
But yeah, like live television.
There we go. There we go. Anyways, so yeah, UW has fallen in at ninth, and right now it just seems like the struggle keeps happening. They lost to Michigan. Michigan's a great team, another Big Ten opponent. But just how we mentioned how important it was, you know, playing against Big Ten schools, especially for, you know, that national attention, UW just kind of failed. Now, they did go to Michigan and play, and so that was a tough, you know, tough territory, but we're just not seeing what we expect from them. They're falling short completely.
Yeah, they are, and it's ugly to watch, you know, because this is not what we've expected from the Huskies for a long, long time right now, and it's just – you know, we expect a certain kind of football from Washington, and we're not seeing it. There's not a lot of efficiency on the offensive side of the football. That edge on the defensive side is definitely not present like it has been in years past. It's almost scary to see a Washington football team struggle the way that this one is. But at the same time, like if you're a Pac-12 fan that didn't want to face Washington, this is good news for you because the Huskies are lost.
Yes, yes. And I think it's fair to say the same assessment can be said about the USC Trojans, who are right behind the Huskies at number 10. We were just talking about them when we were discussing how they will be playing Washington State this weekend. And to play devil's advocate and be on the side of the Trojans, this is a game that they need to win to get back on track of what we expect from them this year. And quite honestly, they might need to come in and demolish Washington State for the sake of their reputation, their confidence, and their belief that they can be the team that we expected them to be, because that game against Stanford was ugly. But now they're working with the situation of they lost their head coach. Luckily, the coach that is coming in as the interim is a coach already immersed in the, you know, in the program, already knows the game plan, probably won't tweak it too much. And it's someone that players probably already have a relationship with and trust. That's Dante Williams. And he's actually the first Black head coach at USC. So that's huge. As a Black woman, you know, I had to point that out. But all that to say, SC has a lot of pressure on them right now. If they want to be considered the program that they are known of being, that high caliber team, we got to see something big this weekend.
Yeah, you do. You got to see him respond, right? I think that's the biggest thing, is that this move was made early on to try and salvage the season. And we know that all roads, whether you want them to or not, they go through SoCal. And so the Trojans have a chance to really, salvage their season, have a chance to continue to fight on, so to speak. You know, or fold. And I think that's really where we're going to find out a lot about the program, find out what's going to happen this year, maybe even find out if there's a new candidate in Dante Williams that might be circulating around by the end of this game. Who knows?
All right. We will see, because I know there's a lot of rumors about who may be taking that position, or, you know, who people would like to see come in and be the head coach at SC and get them back to that national prominence. But I think we have a little little bit of time before we start really pulling out candidate names and knowing who the SC will go with. But rounding out this ranking is Arizona, and it's unfortunate because I was having high hopes for them after that first game. Second game brought it back down to reality that, you know, they just may not be the team that we want them to be. They played against San Diego State. Not a nice game. I think they definitely had a better showing against BYU, but now they're going into this third game 0-2. I talked to Michael Luke earlier this week, and he just made it plain and clear. They're not good. The talent's not there. They're not putting together the games that they need to. It seems like the quarterback situation is iffy, and it's just a lot going on there. So the one thing he did say is, although he doesn't expect them to win a lot of games this year, this game against Northern Arizona, he does expect them to win. This is one of those games that could be the, you know, confidence boost they need to maybe get back on track before they start conference play with against Oregon.
Yeah, and this is a team that and a program that's under construction, and so you've got to keep that in mind. You just want to see progress from week to week. You know, they may not win a ton of games this season, but like you mentioned with Michael, there's a lot of uncertainty that they should probably get settled sooner rather than later.
Yeah. All right, so this is our rankings for the week. We're going to continue this. This is me and Brian's favorite segment of the week, I would say. You get a little loose, and you can run through all the Pac-12 schools and just really judge how they are doing week to week. It's a way to keep you guys up to date, too, on how each team is doing in case you're not following, you know, all throughout the Pac-12. This is the perfect show for you. So thank you for tuning in. If you are interested in betting, make sure you check out the Locked On Bets podcast hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling. You can get your daily picks, your blowout specials, wrong team favorite picks, and Lee Sterling's lock of the day. So follow the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get podcasts. And then follow along Locked On Pac-12 podcast and the Locked On Utes podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. And you can keep in touch on Twitter at @LO_Pac-12, at Locked On Utes, and then at _Cindy Robinson and at @BrownBearSLC. We're on there. We'll be talking college football. Soon we'll be talking college basketball. And then that's where you can also see updates on the episodes coming to you. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to this episode. We definitely want to see you guys tuning in to Locked On Pac-12 on the YouTube channel. Something that we'll be doing a lot more of. We'll be having, you know, fun interviews on here, and then eventually the other Locked On Pac-12 shows will be joining in as well. So this is the place you want to be at. Make sure you guys are staying connected with us. And then other than that, make sure you guys stay locked on the Pac-12 on the Locked On Network. Have a great weekend. Don't let anybody stress you. Don't let these teams stress you. Just have a good one.